ever be filled.
65 Americans a day die by gun suicide. Safe gun storage saves lives. Learn more at infamilyfire.org. Brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
What is happening and how have you been? Gotta go, but I'll see you again. And oh, the music is so loud. And then I fade into the... People standing everywhere. Across the street, I'm at the slop affair. And here, they always play my songs. And me, I wonder if it's. Wrong or right, they come here just the same. Games. And if you think it obsolete, then you go back across the street. Yeah. Street.
The other night, about 12 o'clock, I thought I'd go downstairs just to check the lock. When I heard something in the house, I don't mean a mouse. I swear they was spooks, spooks, spooks. I know they was spooks, 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 spooks. I couldn't move, just stood and stare. I never was so scared. The first spook spoke and I heard him speak. He said, what say, go make the back door squeak. We'll tease the cat and hound the pup. Raise our spirits up. Oh, Lord of them spooks, spooks, spooks. Those scary old spooks, 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 spooks. You don't have to take my word, but I heard what I heard.
The next spook spoke, he said, suppose we make the faucet start to drip and make the shutter shake. You let me know just what you want.
This is my favorite haunt.
Beware of them spooks, 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 them mischievous spooks, 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 spooks. I hate spoofing, man, I mean that I've seen what I've seen.
A big spook spoke, he said, Spike, my son. He said, I'll show you how to scare up some fun. But next time when you wail, see here, you make it loud and clear. Watch out for them spooks, spooks, spooks. Or those nasty old spooks, 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 spooks. Maybe you don't think it's so, but I know what I know. The last spook turned to his spouse and frowned. Said, I thought I told you to wait in the ground. But you look awful cute tonight. In fact, you look afraid.
He's talking about spooks, spooks, spooks. Real genuine spooks, 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 spooks.
No, you stop putting up your dukes. You just can't fight with them spooks. I'm cutting out of here, man. I don't dig this jive, no.
Wait for us, wait for us, wait for us, wait for us.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back. Good evening. Happy Indigenous Peoples Day. I'm Cosmo Calloway. This is 91.5 FM WMFO Tufts Freeform Radio, and you're listening to Bad Vice. If you're looking for guidance, you've come to the wrong place, but while you're here, consider sticking around and listening to my friends and I as we try to solve people's greatest problems as quickly as possible. Simply put, this is the cheapest, worst therapy you will ever receive. And now for the disclaimer that I feel obligated to read. If it wasn't obvious, I am not a professional, nor are any of my friends. Bad advice is not a replacement for therapy. If you are battling with mental health problems, please consult a real doctor. Once again, if you are unwell, get help and stop listening to student radio shows. Also, while all the language used in these stories is technically allowed by the FCC, this is definitely not a children's show. So you've been warned. If you are a child listening to this show, I don't know, go watch some YouTube Reels on your iPad or something. With that out of the way, welcome to Bad Vice. Seeing as it's October already, which basically means it's Halloween, I thought we'd do a special episode about some spooky, scary ghost stories. That is, people getting ghosted or people ghosting other people. These stories were all anonymously submitted through the Bad Vice form, which you can find on my Instagram at Cosmo Calloway. If you end up submitting something, just know that it's completely anonymous. Absolutely zero personal data is collected, not even an email address. You can even submit stories while we're on air. So if you send something within this hour, we will probably read it. And these have all been submitted by students here at Tufts. With that being said, hi everyone. Hi guys, how are we doing? My co-hosts.
Hey.
Hi.
Do we want to give a little intro for ourselves?
Okay, hi, I'm Anna. That was a beautiful song, Cosmo. You really nailed that one.
Thank you, I appreciate it. I dug deep. Most of these songs I have never heard in my life, so...
So it'll be a nice surprise.
Yeah, we're all going to be surprised today, that's for sure.
Lovely.
Hi, Tamia, how are you?
I'm Tamia. Despite what Cosmo said, I am studying clinical psychology, so I think I am a professional. You guys are welcome. This is a very, very special episode to get real help.
Real.
Okay. Well, thank God I gave the disclaimer. Anything past that doesn't matter anymore, I think. Okay. When I say the word ghosted, like, what comes to mind? Anna, I feel like, did you... No, but no what comes to mind when I say ghosted?
Oh, wow. I'm feeling a lot of fresh. I don't know. Well... That song, first of all, you know, it came to my mind.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, when people stop talking to you for an undisclosed reason.
Okay. Well, this is good. I feel like we need to... I feel like people don't have the same idea of what being ghosted means.
Yeah.
How are we going to define this?
Well, like, I don't know. In my experience, I don't want to... In my experience, like... It's like when someone, or when you, stop talking to a person that you've had a connection with, and yeah, like, it's just not fun.
Yeah, I mean, fair enough. Do we feel like...
I should have looked it up in Urban Dictionary.
No, that's fair, we're making it up as we go.
You put me on the spot, I wasn't prepared.
I mean, I feel like we are, this isn't just an our generation thing, people have been ghosted since... The caveman era, no? Maybe it's different, though, with, like, texting and everything.
Right.
Because I feel like that's the real sting, is, like, talking to somebody for a minute, thinking that there might be mutual feelings, and then all of a sudden it's, like, radio silence. There's nothing.
Yeah.
What about you, Tamia? Anything to add?
My ex, when I was 15, ghosted me on Snapchat for 3 days before he broke up with me on Snapchat.
Mm.
So
maybe it's like a runner-up type thing.
I had that same experience.
You guys dating the same person?
Maybe. Like, okay. Maybe it was... Anyway.
All right, moving on. Okay. Fair enough. Well, okay, I feel like maybe if we don't know exactly how we're going to define it now, which is kind of, in essence, what ghosting is about, undefined boundaries, I think maybe we should we dive in and see if we can piece it together by the end of the episode?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
Maybe we can get a proper definition by the end.
Yeah, I like that. Okay, I feel like this one I can't read as a man. I just quickly skimmed it, and I feel like it would be better from either of you. Okay, all right, Anna's volunteering. Let me slide this through. God. Actually, I can just unplug. There you go.
Okay. I was talking to this guy on Tinder, and things were going really well. He checked all the boxes. Hot, good conversation, Harvard athlete, ... But then it came to making plans for a first date. I left it open to him to decide. That's the man's job, in parentheses. So, wow. And he suggested, all caps, bowling. Think about it. The shoes... What if he's bad at it? Walking back after you throw it? Massive ick all around. So, obviously, I ghosted him.
That's it? There's no more?
Yeah.
Okay, wow. All.
I mean, I relate. I would do the same thing.
God.
Remind me to never invite anyone bowling
on a date. That's crazy. Yeah, I feel like... Man, we can't do anything right. Man.
Yeah. I mean, there was thought put into it, I guess. But I think that this person should have maybe suggested an alternative other than, like, being like, I'm going to ghost you, though. Like, bye. Like,
do you think... I feel like this indicates, like, some past, I feel like, trauma with, like, bowling.
Yeah, yeah. I think this person needs to get that unlock before they move on. Like, imagine having bowling trauma. It's a little weird.
What if like she just didn't do it because she was so good at bowling that like she got there and it would have been like just so embarrassing.
Yeah, it would have embarrassed the other person. That's a valid reason. That's actually a really valid reason. I support that.
Okay, well, in that case, I feel like maybe it's justified. But I don't know. I will say, I feel like that's a very, like, there were steps that we could have. Okay, hold on. We got a little mic cut. Hold on. All right. Got it? Yeah, I feel like that's brutal. Like, it wasn't even a no. It was just a
goodbye.
Yeah, that man is never going to suggest bowling again to anyone in his life. He's going to be scarred.
Imagine Irish goodbying after someone asks you to bowl.
Right? That feels like just a little bit too harsh. I don't know. I'm a big fan of bowling myself. I feel like that would be... I feel like that would get me to go out for sure. But I feel like now I need to be thinking constantly about my bowling form. Is that a real ick, do you guys think?
I wouldn't say that I have that ick. However, the way that she described it, like, I can see why it would be.
You know, you will find the right girl for you who appreciates your bowling form.
Yeah. If the guy on Tinder is listening to this, or Cosmo Calloway, like, you don't want to settle for someone that wouldn't want to watch you bowl.
Real.
You know? Mm-hmm. That's not the type of person you want to be with.
I felt that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Do you feel like you have any unconventional icks?
Unconventional icks? I have many, but... Hey, you want to go first?
Do I want to go first? I feel like I get frustrated at very minuscule things. My biggest ick, and I've said this before to people, is people that call themselves brutally honest, because most of the time they're just really mean and not actually honest people. They just don't know how to tell things to people properly, in my experience. I don't know if that's an ick or a red flag. I don't know. They all kind of blend together to me, but...
Right. I think it's both.
Okay.
Like, it qualifies both. Okay. I don't know.
Okay. Well,
mine is people that aren't funny. Like, they're just, like, so bland when you talk to them.
That's, yeah. Do you feel like you have to reciprocate that, though? Like, it's just, like, they need to be funny, or it needs to be, like,
well,
a good funny together?
Well, if I'm carrying, like,
okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Like, I don't know. If I'm carrying the conversation, and, yeah, that's an ick. That's an ick.
Yeah. Okay. Fair. Tamia, do you have any icks? There's no wrong answers here.
Dude. Probably boring people. People who are really boring.
They copied me.
Mm. Well, yeah, I kind of did. Unfunny, boring, but, like, they have... I don't know.
Yeah. God, standards are so high, you know, these days.
You just...
Shout out
Lana
Del Rey. I'm just a man, all right? Oh. And I think more people need to understand that.
This is not Lana Del Rey.
Yeah. It's like antithetical to Lana Del Rey. Okay, anyways. Somebody else do another story. How about? Because
hey,
okay, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, dude.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I went on a date with a girl that we hooked.
You can say that.
Dub Baffer, and she left her earrings. I wasn't into it, / didn't like her. Then, next day, my grandmother, who I literally never met in my life, died.
Oh my god.
Guys,
that's not funny. Sorry, that's not funny,
like,
at all.
No,
that's
really inappropriate. My sincerest apologies.
Right. She's literally dead.
Literally? Fuck. Oops, excuse me.
She came back to pick up her earrings.
The grandma?
Grandma's dead.
This is a ghosting episode.
Yeah, came back to pick up her earrings. He went on a date with his grandmother. Keep up.
Right.
She came back to pick up her earrings and seemed like she wanted to come in and hang out. And she was like, how was your week? And I was like, pretty bad. My grandmother died. And she was like, OMG, I'm so sorry. And left. I ended up dating her best friend.
Oh. Okay. I honestly could not predict where that one was going.
Wow.
Her best friend being Maurice.
Okay.
Because his grandmother is, because I feel like that's an old lady name.
Okay. So okay, yeah, sure. I mean, I will say, the dead grandmother Riz is not wonderful. Like, that's something I would probably avoid talking about.
He was trying to ghost her, so I would assume that, like...
Oh, he was trying to ghost her.
Yeah, because... Well, I mean, if you were paying attention, Cosmo, to your own show...
Sorry, I get lost in these stories.
Yeah, no, I know, you're really into it. You're really locked in. But, he was saying that, like, they hugged, and she left her earrings in his room.
Right.
And he was like, I don't really like her. I don't really vibe with her like that. Mm. But then the day after, when he like discovered the earrings, he found out that his grandmother had died. So he basically used the fact that his grandmother, who parentheses he never met in his life, died as a way to like ghost trip.
Yeah.
So
okay. Well, I'm. I guess I'm on your side now. I didn't understand.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, in that case.
What other side were you on?
I don't know. I wasn't quite sure. I was trying to figure it out. I was on the grandma's side, I think.
I don't know. I feel like that's cruel and unusual.
Yeah.
Like a cruel and unusual way to go somewhere.
Yeah, why would that grandma die without meeting her grandson first?
Reminds me of...
Number one.
In high school, there was this girl I knew that to get out of classes, like, she would make up lies, but they were always way more intense than they needed to be. And I remember... On at least 4 different days, she told us that her dog died, and there's no way she had 4 dogs that died within a year. Like, that's just not possible. So, I don't know, I feel like this is an overkill case. Like, you did not need to use that. It could have been very easy to just say, like, no thanks.
Did he use the grandma dying as an excuse?
In my interpretation, like, it did.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But then again, I mean, if my grandma just died, I would, like, I would tell someone, I don't know.
Yeah.
But it would also, like, it's weird that he did let her in when he was planning on not seeing her again.
Mm. Yeah.
Like, I would just be like, no, I'm busy, like, my roommate is sleeping, you know, like...
Yeah.
You know?
I feel like that's an interesting concept in itself, like, with, I don't know, oversharing, I guess.
Yeah.
Like, even if it is a very pertinent thing that happens, it isn't necessary to tell somebody else.
Right, because I wouldn't... exactly share that to the girl that I'm trying to ghost.
Right. Yeah. If anything, that's, you're kind of shooting yourself in the foot because,
right,
you know, assuming she's nice enough to, like, check back in with you.
Yeah. And also, like...
She's, like, asking about how you're doing with your grandmother who you've never met. That kind of puts you in an even worse position.
Right.
So...
Also, use your words. Be like, I don't like you like that.
Yeah.
Like, don't come into my room, retrieve your earrings, and depart.
Yeah. No, this is true. This is true. I will say, this is reminding me, I have only, to my knowledge in my life, ghosted a single person. And I felt so horrible.
Wow.
No, I felt so bad about it that I went back, I ended up apologizing, which I don't know if, I don't think that's any better, but like, it is horribly embarrassing to do, but ultimately worthwhile. Like, just use your words. You'll be better for it in the future.
Yeah.
You avoid having to do it again, hopefully.
Yeah, and there's, like, not coming... Like, coming out of a situation like that, like, there's no, like... Oh, we're amicable now, you know? After that, that's a little...
Yeah, I think the best you can wish for is for it to be friendly.
Right.
And or at least not awkward.
And the other person has to reciprocate, like, the friendship. You can't just be like, but we can be friends still. Like,
yeah.
I feel like that would not be good.
Yeah, yeah. I will say, the worst part about the whole thing was it was purely because I forgot to respond to a text message and then realized and then was like, I'm in too deep and I can't respond. And then I pushed it off for, like, weeks. So, anyways, enough about me.
Yeah.
Should we read another?
Sure.
Yes.
Pick one. I think it the Cosmo, newer ones are at the bottom.
Do you want to
read one? Oh, yeah. No, I'm down. I'll read one.
Sorry, Tamia.
No, it's fine.
No, please.
No, it's okay. It's no, okay.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Someone's going to just be sleeping on the floor tonight. IRL, I'm going to lock the door and you can't come home.
Okay. Okay. One time, I had gone on a date with this guy, and we were texting after about him moving. I said I loved looking for apartments and houses online, and he was like, "No way, you need to help me look. Why do you like it so much?" And I responded with a long, thoughtful, in parentheses, but kind of lame, response about imagining my life in a new space. He never responded, and I didn't hear from him ever again until he liked my roommate on Hinge and said, "I loved meeting your dog. I hope your roommate is doing well."
Wait.
This is confusing to me because he, at least in some capacity, has a level for emotion, but also doesn't because he didn't respond to a very thoughtful and long text about reimagining one's life in a new space.
Mm-hmm.
But he did wish that she was doing well indirectly.
Mm. I mean, but like liking a roommate on Hinge is a little, it's a little cray. It's like, why?
It's a bold move.
Because he knew, like, he went as far as to, like, acknowledge the dog and acknowledge the fact that they were roommates, and he was still like, you know, it's a little...
Yeah.
Sorry to say, he could have answered to begin with, and it would have been over.
Yeah. No, that's not good.
The common denominator here is, like, lack of communication. Or, like...
just not respond. Well, the thing is, that's not even a hard thing to respond to. I feel like if somebody sends a very thoughtful response about how they love looking for houses because they like to see themselves in a new space, that's sweet and wholesome. Even if you don't particularly care for that, which, being honest, I don't think I feel that way.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, it's not hard to be like, oh, wow, that's very heartfelt and
sweet. That's an interesting
perspective. You know? Yeah. Even if it's that, like, that's better than not saying anything, especially if you plan on liking the roommate's Hinge. Yeah, that was a good ghost.
What, if any, do you think is the length of time after talking to someone that you think it's acceptable to ghost them?
That's a really good question. I saw you concocting that, and when you like sat back for 30 seconds and emerged with this new thought.
I'm looking for a lull in the conversation, but like whatever.
I think I actually recently, I'm still debating what it is, and this is I think perfectly like to that point. I think I may have been ghosted like 2 days ago, but I don't know because it's only been 2 days, and so I think. It has to be a sudden drop. It can't be like a, oh, you know, the messages are getting duller and duller, like, you know, stuff like that. I feel like it has to go from a, oh, things are on the up and up, things are looking really good, and then nothing.
Yeah.
Right?
Well.
Speak your truth, Anna.
I don't know who's listening. I gotta be a little careful with my words, but, no, but I think
fake names. None of these are real people
no,
or places.
I'm not gonna. Okay. I'm not gonna speak my truth.
Okay.
But I'm gonna tell my opinion. Basically, like, if you are talking to a person very often for a very long period of time, say it's like 3 months, 3+ months, that's first of all, like, that's a lot.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot for it not to be like a relationship. But if you continue to do that and then all of a sudden you're like, I'm never speaking to this person again, then that's a little iffy. That's a little, yeah. But if you, it's like one or two times and then you're like, I'm not feeling you, then, I mean, unless you have like a prior relationship, like you started as friends,
mm-hmm.
ghosting, I would go, I'm sorry. Sorry
no, that's
to say.
Fair.
I would ghost, mm-hmm. I would. Pretend I would not talk to them anymore.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, listen, I respect that. I think that life is so short and you only have so much time to spend with so many people. And if you're not feeling something with somebody and you know it's not going to go any further, yes, it is nice to say something about it, but really no one knows anyone anything.
Right.
Which is unfortunate. but you just kind of have to get used to that and understand that.
Yeah, I feel there's good ways to, like, I don't know, I don't think you should ever ghost. That's my thing. If you don't vibe with a person,
so you're like, in contradiction with yourself.
Yeah,
right
I am.
Now.
To be honest, okay. I just realized I don't think I would ever ghost someone. Like, I just feel I've been on the receiving end. I've also done it before, so yeah. It's like I'm not proud of myself for that. And I would honestly have like an awkward conversation, yes, but it would be better to leave with like closure than just be like, peace, like.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I feel like that brings up a good point. Like, you can talk about it while also having either benefited or been hurt from it.
Exactly.
You know, as Tyler, the Creator, said, I'm a walking paradox, and I think that's really true and applicable in this situation.
Exactly.
Okay, and I think now, if I can find my little music cable over here. Oh, that's your headphone cable? That's not that.
Thanks.
You guys seen the aux cable anywhere? Is that over there, Anna?
Oh, it's right there. Inventory.
Oh, it's right in front of me.
Right in front of your face.
Oh, thought I got ghosted by the aux cable. Okay.
That's crazy.
We're going to do a little quick themed music break, and then we'll be back in a few short seconds, I believe.
An old cowboy went riding out one dark and windy day. Up on a ridge he rested as he went along his way. When all at once a mighty herd of red-eyed cows he saw plowing through the ragged skies, and up a cloudy draw. Their brands were still on fire and their hooves were made of steel. Their horns were black and shiny and their hot breath he could feel. A bolt of fear went through him as they thundered through the sky, for he saw the riders coming hard and he heard their mournful cry. Yippee-yi-yo. Faces gaunt, their eyes were blurred, their shirts all soaked with sweat. He's riding hard to catch that herd, but he ain't caught them yet. Cause they've got to ride forever on that range up in the sky. All the horses snorting fire as they ride on, hear their cry. Riders loped on by him, he heard one call his name. If you want to save your soul from hell riding on our range, then cowboy, change your ways. If they are with us, you will ride, trying to catch the devil's herd across these endless skies. Yippee-yi-yo. Ghost riders in the sky.
and it don't look good. Who you gonna call?
Ghostbusters!
I ain't afraid of no ghosts. I ain't afraid of no ghosts.
Hello everyone, we are back, and before we tell any more stories, I do have to read a little Massachusetts PSA. So here's this. This is a PSA for bears. When visiting a national forest, seeing a black bear can be a thrill, but if the bear rips through your tent for a granola bar, a carefree camping trip can turn deadly. Do your part to reduce black bear encounters. Store trash, food, and scented products such as toothpaste in a bear-proof container, your car's trunk, or in a hide. Or high in a tree. This is missing commas, I'll have you know. Learn more online at fs.usda.gov/nfsnc. This message is a public service of the U.S. Forest Service and this radio station. Here at WMFO, we care about bears and you. Don't become a ghost, guys. All right.
Okay, grammar police. Like...
Yeah, listen, if it sounds bad, it wasn't me. No. Yeah, okay, here's a little fun story that I think actually we might be able to help someone out on. I think this is the first time we're being asked for advice. And everyone knows we have the best advice here, so...
Exactly.
I say we do a little readie read. Oh. Anna, yeah, no, you raised your hand. You wanted to read this one,
well,
I guess so.
I guess you hallucinated that, but yeah. I'll do it.
No.
Can you not... Yeah, stop gaslighting me. I thought this was a guys thing.
Don't ghost us. Okay.
I'm going to diagnose you if you watch out.
Okay, get ready. Guy who I hooked up with in, like, September, and I had such great... Wait, pause, sorry. Guy who I hooked up with in, like, September and I had such a great time together. We stayed up all night just talking, and we nearly went to Denzel Curry concert, but we were too tired from staying up, LOL. He went back to Chicago, and I never heard from him again until the summer. He texted me, and he said, hey. And he said he really liked me, but he had a girlfriend, so he didn't want to talk to me until they broke up. We've been talking ever since. Not sure if I should really keep speaking to him or not.
I know what I feel about this.
So what do you feel?
I think the most important thing to watch out for in a relationship is the behavior that somebody shows you at the beginning of the relationship.
And love bombing.
Yes. And Tamia is now schlumped in the studio. I think if somebody is already showing you at the beginning of the relationship that they're willing to talk to somebody else while in a relationship, don't think that's going to change when they get to you next.
Mm-hmm.
That's just kind of the unfortunate matter of things.
So he was dating another person and he still liked this girl while he was in a relationship. That's a red flag, like, immediately no.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause if he's gonna treat his girlfriend like that, he's gonna treat you like that too.
And I can understand that it might feel, like, romantic in the sense that, like, oh my god, he loves me so much that he's willing to, like, say this behind, you know, his girlfriend's back. But that just means that he's willing to do that.
Mm-hmm. And which that is love bombing.
Is that love? Is that love bombing? Does
no,
that fall
it's
under
not.
That? That's not love bombing.
Love bombing is.
I've been love bombed many times, so yeah,
or,
I don't know.
Or a psychologist in training over here.
Yeah.
Many times.
Yeah.
Don't know.
Okay.
Tamia, can you give a psychologist?
Yeah. What is love bombing? Can we get an actual?
To my knowledge.
To the research.
It's getting real.
No.
I would say that love bombing is giving a unnecessary amount of attention to someone at the very beginning stages of a relationship. A relationship is supposed, you're supposed to ease into that. It's supposed to start with slow communication and then kind of build up to seeing each other, you know, often and, like, complimenting people often and whatnot. But if a person is wanting to see you all the time, or is giving you a lot of compliments, or is just like really over-evolved in the first few weeks of dating, that is a red flag.
Mm. Ah,
that,
no.
That, yeah, that was very succinct. I feel like that is maybe not what this is, but equally no. an issue.
But
yeah.
still pretty weird that during the time that this guy was in a relationship with another person, he was thinking about another girl. Like, that's weird. And you don't know if he's going to do that to you. Because,
exactly.
yeah, he was thinking about you, but what if he so happens to meet another girl and they go to the Denzel Curry concert together?
Yeah.
Like, he's going to drop you immediately, so.
Yeah, I feel like that's... I can say almost with 100% confidence that he will do that again. If that is something that he has done, I feel like that is a... I don't know. I feel like that's too much of a indicator of who somebody is if they're willing to do that.
Yeah.
I agree. And he knew it was wrong because he chose not to talk to her while he was dating his girlfriend.
Right.
So he has that knowledge that there was something wrong about that,
mm-hmm.
but now they are dating or talking. He wants to pursue her.
Yeah, I would run for the trees.
Weird, mm-hmm. Run for the trees.
Run for the trees. We're bringing back old phrases. That's
I thought it was sure run for hills. The hills.
Oh, no, this is really old. You guys know about this one. Before there were hills in the world, there were trees.
Oh, my fault.
Wow, I said that so confidently. That's crazy. okay, should we do another one?
Yeah.
I think
we might have one or two left here. So feel free to whichever one you haven't seen.
I love these sounds.
Yeah, they're so creaky, these chairs.
I hope the listeners are enjoying this.
It feels mm-hmm. almost haunted how creaky they are, which maybe is fitting with
the
episode.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
Mostly I feel like my chair is possessed.
Oh yeah, okay. That would make sense. You kind of like, there were times when you just laid back and closed your eyes. Maybe that's...
Hey, leave them alone.
No, listen.
It's not the light, okay?
Okay.
You wouldn't understand.
Ghosts. What if I'm a medium?
You might be a medium.
They're kind of I might be medium.
Are you calling me mid?
Cosmo called to me a mid this. on air.
I don't know how I feel about this right now. This one's a long one. Sit, strap in.
Yeah. Also,
strapped.
Half of these are not scanned, so I would read with discretion.
Strapped in.
Yes.
If you guys didn't know, Anna has a temporary tattoo of a car seat.
Yeah.
On her arm.
Oh,
with
so it was strapped in.
It.
Oh,
strapped
so
in.
Got it.
The seatbelt is for safety.
And because...
And people usually strap up when they sit in cars.
Got it.
So
in case you
the joke
know.
Is that...
So the joke is... Yeah. Anyway, if you're listening and you're in a car and you don't have your seatbelt on...
Put your seatbelt on.
Put it on.
Yeah.
Please.
Protect yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
I always go into... I always wear seatbelts when I go into cars. I think that actually may be one of my big icks... An ick of mine is
wearing
people who don't wear seatbelts in cars.
I thought you were going to say wearing seatbelts, and I was like, that's crazy.
No. I am all about safety.
Okay.
I am so safe.
Okay.
All right. When I broke up with my long-term boyfriend, it didn't take much time for me to get over him. Parentheses, he was a horrible person. I soon started going out with a drummer from a band back home, and we had a great time. I even went to a couple of his band rehearsals, and I started to become friends with the rest of his bandmates. We even got to a point where we would all hang out. It was cute. He took me on a date, and after, he came to my house and met my parents and everything. Even my mother cooked for him. I eventually met his family too, when I went over to his house. It was all rainbows and butterflies for 3 months of us going on cute dates, concert, movies, our places, until the week before I was leaving for college. We were supposed to hang out, let's say, on Monday, and he ended up taking his parents to the airport that Monday very early in the morning. He told me that he was going to take a nap and that we would see each other later that day. I asked him what time I should go over, and I didn't get a response, so I assumed he was sleeping. It wasn't until 6 p.m. on that Monday that I got a message from him saying, "Oops, I overslept." So I followed back with a message asking if he was free some other time that week, because I wanted to see him before I left for school. And that was when I was ghosted. Now, anytime I am back home, I want to run into him at concerts whilst he has a new girlfriend.
Oh, this sounds kind of like a plot to a movie, a little bit.
It does.
I think if you ask me, he should have gone with the my grandma is dead trick. I feel like that one would have wrapped it up better.
That would have been better, yeah.
That's unfortunate. I feel like that's one of the more emotional ones out of the ones we've read.
Yeah, what the red flag that stuck out to me when I was reading it is the after 3 months, because there is a theory that a person can only be fake for 3 months, and after 3 months is when you really start seeing the true colors of someone. So I feel like that was that point. He really couldn't hold on into this fakeness any longer, and that was when he broke out.
I've heard about that. What is that called? It's just the 3 month rule, or like the three? Okay, okay.
That a lot of relationships don't last after 3 months too.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Was that? Did she mention specifically that it was a relationship in the beginning?
She was just saying hooking up.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, well, she said, I soon started going out with the drummer. I don't know.
My apologies, I misunderstood.
Well, I'm just saying I don't know if that insinuates dating or just kind of, I assume probably some sort of relationship if they're meeting each other's parents.
Yeah.
A more than
just hooking up, in which she should be getting not being ghosted.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow, I think that was handled so poorly. So bad.
What do you think they could have done differently?
Well,
not ghosted, maybe.
Not hook up with the drummer of a band, number one.
That's where she went wrong.
But
you are a TikTok child.
Get off the
TikTok. Let me bring up Subway Surfers. Hold on. I'll just hold it up here.
No, but
I have a disorder.
Wait, don't okay. So the drummer thing. It's the drummer thing. Funny. I wasn't laughing at that. Yeah. I'm not.
I diagnosed.
I hear you.
The drummer thing. First of all, that's where you went wrong. Okay. Like, that's just immediate red flag. Mm. Second, I think leaving for college just. Like, it's gonna end. Why are you trying to prolong it? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I think that he could have handled it better and been like, yeah, let's see each other. Like, not been like, yeah, let's see each other, and then, like, ghost her and be like, oh, I overslept. You know, that's a little wild. Being like, I overslept at 6 p.m.
Also, just make up a cooler excuse.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know?
Right. It's quite odd.
Yeah, like, my parents' plane got delayed because there was a bombing, and he had to stay
there. My grandmother died.
Yeah, like, it literally...
That one's really good.
Really, yeah, like, I don't know. I just feel like there's... Make it at least somewhat believable. I'd rather be, like, lied to in a convincing way than lied to in a non-convincing way.
Right, so he could have said, like, oh, something came up with my band.
Yeah.
I would have believed
it. In parentheses, I'm a drummer.
Mm-hmm. By the way, I'm a drummer, by the way. Like, in case you didn't know, like, I drum.
Yeah.
But, yeah, like, I think that both of them could have... First of all, that girl should not have been going out with a drummer. And especially so shortly after her long-term boyfriend and her broke up, that's, like, a recipe for disaster.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
I'm trying to... Okay, I'm piecing this together now as we go. I feel like a common theme that I'm seeing is... Just not even putting in a little bit of effort. Like, because I think people... It seems like initially they think it will be easier if they just don't do anything. When in reality, as we've seen throughout these things, whether it be, you know, running into the same person again, concert after concert, or what have you... Ultimately, it is more emotionally taxing to do that when it actually might be significantly easier if you were to just put in a little tiny bit of effort and,
exactly.
You know, you don't even have to tell them everything. Yeah. Just tell them that you're not feeling it and that's it, and you wish them well.
But also, I assume that most of the people in these stories are adults. Use your words. You're an adult. Like, you're at your big age, you should not be telling someone you overslept.
Exactly.
At 6 p.m. That's just, you're grown.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And ghosting is just taking the easy way out
at
the time. Like, sure, it might feel easier to not have to explain to someone why you didn't want to continue the relationship anymore. But even I feel like a simple, I don't want to do this anymore. But I guess some people, the communication is very hard for them.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But it will eat at them.
But especially at like a place at Tufts, when you go someone... when you go someone at Tufts, it's such a small school mm-hmm. that like you will see them
mm-hmm.
some way or another, and it's not fun. So
yeah,
you gotta be careful.
Yeah, it's. I feel like it's about breaking that.
In your bed.
Like, yeah, that would be scary. That would for sure be scary.
You're right.
Like, it doesn't even have to be good. Like, great terms. Just be a normal human being. You know, don't make it awkward.
Right.
What?
Don't ask questions.
Okay, fair. I'm just going with it. I don't know. Did we learn any other lessons? I feel like most of these, they themselves have not learned lessons.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you're grown adults. You're supposed to be mature. Not mm-hmm. that they're not mature, but this is not a mature way of handling situations.
Yeah. It also seems like there's a spectrum of ghosting.
Yeah.
Like, we've heard ghosting from people wearing bowling shoes. Mm. To ghosting after 3 months of going out.
Right.
So, I mean, it can really get you at any time. This is a PSA
you're
in and of itself. You're not safe.
You are not safe from the ghost.
I wonder, I mean, this definitely was a thing when people were, like, writing letters to each other back and forth, and then one day somebody was like, I don't feel like writing a letter, and they just didn't. And that was it.
Yeah,
that happened to me with this guy I was talking to in eighth grade. I wrote
him writing letters?
I wrote him a letter because he went to summer camp and he never wrote me back.
Oh my gosh.
That's actually wild.
I was not expecting that you were going to say you had a story for that.
You bought a stamp.
I did.
Yeah.
I love a good letter, but none of my letters have ever been returned.
This is interesting.
Return a letter.
Do you think that Thanks. Changed how you communicated? With people, like, in the future? Like, putting yourself out there or anything?
I don't think so. Because mm-hmm. I feel like that more... represents or reflects on the other person than myself. Like, I can't really let that affect the way that I view myself.
Mm-hmm.
Because if I know that I didn't do anything to, like, make someone else uncomfortable or give them a valid reason to ghost me, I feel like I can't take that personally, because obviously they're going through something in which they don't feel the need to not communicate, or they feel like that's what's easiest for them. Personally, I would not react in that way, so mm-hmm. I know that if I wouldn't do something like that, that is not on me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Not on you.
Well, you're better than Anna and I, it seems like.
What?
I feel like we've established that unfortunately has happened.
To, yeah.
Yeah. Both ghosting and being ghosted, I think.
I mean, I'm not gonna lie. It was, like, not my proudest moment.
Right.
I should have done it.
Yeah.
But, like, you live and you learn from your mistakes.
This
and
is
then
true.
Karma came back to get me because I got ghosted, like, 500 times. So, maybe it's me.
Feels like a disproportional. Like,
hey, maybe it's on me. Like,
No.
You can't ghost people if you don't talk to anyone.
Just ghosting
I'm
the
never
world.
Gonna speak any to anyone again.
Yeah, just avoid all hurt.
But wouldn't that be ghosting the entire world?
Well, okay.
If you
so
ghost
what if
everyone,
you're
ghosting
what if
no
you're
one.
You're talking to people True. Inside of your head, and then they don't hear your
hey.
Thoughts. So is that still ghosting if
no.
you don't?
If you're speaking to them telepathically, it's
because why are you not hearing what my thoughts say?
Yeah, you should be reading my mind.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, I'll add that on the list right after bowling poorly. Do we have... I think there might be one final story. I know for a fact this one is going to have some words changed in it. So... You know what? Maybe I can...
One.
Oh, thanks. That's
oh,
so kind.
Puzzle.
Okay. All right. That sounds like the SpongeBob noise. I matched with this guy on Tinder, and we had been texting a bit. He dated this other girl for a couple years that I kinda knew, and they had broken up but were still hooking up. I did not know this, in parentheses. Meanwhile, I was hooking up with this other girl, and I was sleeping at her house, and at 3 a.m., I got up to go to the bathroom, and I figured no one would be around. So I walked to the bathroom in my underwear. Mm-hmm. Outside the bathroom, I run into the man from Tinder. turns out the ex-girlfriend he was still seeing lived in the same house as him. It was incredibly awkward. Then, flash forward a full year, we match again, but on Hinge, and decide to go on a date. Okay, that's... anything that goes wrong from this point on is your fault. I'm sorry. I told all of my friends the underwear story, so I thought it would be funny to screenshot the text and send to my friends. However, I sent the screenshot of our conversation to him. He said, "That's a tough look," and then canceled our date and never texted me again.
Yikes.
"That's a tough look" is such a funny way to begin the ghosting process.
Yikes. I feel like that's not even ghosting. That's just
you messed up and you got called out for it.
Yeah, what you did wrong. And then someone decided not to be with you again. Personally, I think that's karma for trying to be with this guy who showed you these obviously red flags.
Yeah.
Yeah. And just Hinge again? So be so for real.
You think this is a Hinge problem?
I think it's...
they did start on Tinder. They matched with the guy on Tinder and then Hinge.
They went from Tinder to Hinge? Be so for real. That's on you. Why?
Just stick to one, you mean?
No, not even that. Why would you like someone on Hinge and be and like them back? What is wrong with you?
I actually prefer Hinge. I feel like Hinge is more of a non-caveman.
Oh, wait. No, that's not what I meant. I meant, why would you like an ex... situation back.
No, yeah.
That you matched with originally on Tinder.
Yes, absolutely.
But continue your story. I'm so sorry.
No, I was just going to say, I actually prefer Hinge because I feel like Tinder is like a caveman. Do I find this? Why are you all ASMRing the mics right now? But.
No, I continue.
Sorry, I've been lost over the sounds of wind blowing through the hills. No, I don't know.
The
Tinder's too caveman.
Makes sense to go through the trees, actually, if anything.
Okay.
Oh my god.
That was a full circle moment.
Yeah.
This was deserved. I'm sorry. That's just, don't do the same thing twice, you know?
Yeah,
it's be smarter next time. Okay. Well, I think...
Hey, do you want to play a song?
Yeah. I think that might conclude this episode of Bad Vice. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you to Mia and Anna for joining. This was very, very lovely.
Thank you so much for having us on.
Yeah,
Cosmo with his Callaway.
And as a little reminder, this is Bad Vice. I'm Cosmo Callaway, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Tufts Medford Freeform Radio. I hear you. Which one?
Thriller.
Oh, thanks. Appreciate it. Whispering with mics on is difficult, that's for sure. Okay. This is scary now. This is some ghosts haunting me at the moment.
Ooh.
Thriller.
This is what this guy grandma is saying because I'm a medium.
Oh, I see. All right, everyone. Thank you so much. And if you have any stories of your own to submit, check out my Instagram, Cosmo Callaway. There's a totally anonymous form there. And we will see you next time.
Bye, guys.
Yay.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
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 Bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye.